Good morning and welcome to me. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
It does seem apt that we end this year-long retreat with an epistle that celebrates the failure of Wormwood to secure a soul, however twisted Screwtape's pleasure is in that prospect. The importance of accounts where the ego fails to prevail cannot be discounted, because doubt, whether one acknowledges it or not, is a silent companion on the spiritual journey. Can I do this? Can I keep going? Do I have what it takes? Is it worth it? Am I making progress? Am I doing it right? Will I ever awaken? These whispered messages of skepticism keep alive the fundamental identification with ego I and the notion that the self attains enlightenment. Doubt also expresses a lack of trust in the power of the unlimited to subsume limitation, for the ego's hubris is to believe it is more powerful than power itself. We must thank C.S. Lewis for the assurance that life triumphs, even on those occasions that neither humans nor tempters know what the enemy is up to. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? First caller? And let's try someone else. Here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I just got tears in my eyes when Ashwini was reading that. Because, yes, that's, you know, am I doing it right?
Can I do this? Will I ever make it? Is it possible? Is it worth it? Oh, yes. Yes. There we are.
Yes. But I just am so grateful because I am just a different person. And, I mean, I feel like a different person because I've recognized that the ego voices are not me and they're not true. So I feel so much, I feel like a different person.
Well, you are. You are a different person.
I am a different
person. As we like to say, you can trust your feelings. Yeah, it's true.
Yes,
you are.
Yes. Oh, I'm so grateful. And just thinking about, you know, last week about what was real and the week before about, you know, that everything here is a gift for me, that the things that, you know, I struggle with or I don't really want to be dealing with my karma, that they are actually helping me clear these blocks to love. And I'm seeing it happen.
And
I'm seeing the realness of the knowing that unconscious compassionate awareness and not being real, the voice is not being real, not being true, not being who I am. And it's so exciting every day.
It is. And that shift that you're talking about into seeing things as they are, but that's what you're describing, right? You can watch the voices, you can hear the voices, you know they're not true, you know they're lies, you know that when something comes up that in the past you suffered over, now you can see it as, wow, this has been between me and feeling the love that is my authentic nature. I'm seeing it. Yay. It no longer has that power over me. It's moving into the past. Yay.
I can't say that I don't fall into it still sometimes, but I'm catching it.
Oh, and, that's right. And that's it, Nancy. That's it right there. It's going to come up, right? It's going to come up because it's karma. And we're going to see it one way or the other. We're going to go with the voices, believe it, and feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're going to recognize that it's old stuff that I need to see so I can let it go. Sometimes we fall for the first one. But as you say, we catch it. We realize, whoa, no, that's not what we're doing here. Right? And then we go to choice B and see it for what it is, and it begins to slide out of our realm.
Yeah, and I mean, these have been really big things and feeling just really big transformation, and it's been wonderful. But with the little things, like just today, this morning when my alarm has gone off, it's like every time it's like, oh, pressure, urgency, deadline today. And it's like, okay, I see
okay,
that.
No.
So, stop. That's not yes, there is a
not
deadline.
What we're doing.
But life is in charge here. And it'll get done.
Yes.
My urgency does not help
what,
it in the least. Or my
that's
stress
right.
about it.
Making it about me is not helping anything. What needs to get done will get done. I don't need to be throwing being identified with ego and throwing stumbling blocks in the way.
So
well,
thank you
very
so
lovely.
Much. I am just
you
so,
are so,
so
welcome.
Very grateful to all of you.
Me too.
thank you,
Nancy.
Gotcha.
Go happy.
Thanks, Nancy. And here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller.
Hey, Sherry and Ashwini, it's Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Hi. I'm always surprised. This last week, I just absolutely love that line about love mischief. Mm-hmm. And I'm practicing with that. It's interesting how those two words just take me to that disidentified place. And it just makes me smile, and it opens up this place of it's funny. It's like it makes me smile, and then there's that place of there's just like a possibility drops in. So it's felt very playful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's such a cue to disidentify to get here for you, and when that happens. We open to that place of insight, and something drops in.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's and like a shift from the serious seriousness of the ego place, the grimness of ego place, to a playful place. And play is such a different quality than egocentricity.
Yes. And I had thinking of like moving up from the grim place, you know, the practice last week of the Velveteen Robin, and I had an experience over Thanksgiving and through last week. I was back east with my mom, and some other family members were there, and I can honestly say it was the most, probably one of the most challenging weeks ever. Some just really heightened, just stuff came up, you know, just some really intense, and I'll call in on the open air to unpack it. Listening to the open air last week on karma, I was like, I got to see so much of my karma through it, mm-hmm. and, you know, realizing that, you know, the grimness of the challenge and the place of really witnessing karma and how so much of what has occurred or just, you know, unfolded over the last few years, and this insane gratitude that I'm in this place now that I can observe it and you see how I've gotten kind of caught in this and how personalities have, you know, arisen and, you know, and find that place of love of that Velveteen Rabbit of like, oh my gosh, like there's like a love here that I think I've always wanted, but it's through letting go of everything that I thought would get me to that love that mm-hmm. it's like through this practice that I feel the most love. And so, you know, not to say there hasn't been some conversation that's, you know, tried to capture me about just how, you know, really challenging it was, but, and then practicing this week, like there is so much love and so much love for everyone that was involved in, you know, something that was just super, you know, kind of ugly, but I just know I couldn't be there without this practice.
Yes. That is the transformation, right, Tracy? And it's a progression because we first have to know what the voices are. Then we have to learn to observe them. Then we have to be able to observe with affection. So there is the witnessing that the love is there. It is the witnessing for the human incarnation with affection that allows for that place of seeing the karma as a process of being loved into being the love that we are, right? And it is that place of gratitude that we come to because we what we were seeking allows us to stay through the practice and do the practice in order to be able to see that. And that's the progression that you're describing. Yeah, it's intense. Yes, it's difficult. And yes, there's a gift in it for me. And yes, I can see how to be with it rather than either be in it or feel victimized by it.
That was amazing. Wow, thank you. Yeah, you know, being loved, I forget the exact words, being loved through it so we can see the love that we are. I mean, it is quite the process, mm-hmm. and how it is really showing up each week with these mm-hmm. brilliant assignments that we get the opportunity to like experience this. It's really incredible.
It is. Well, thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
And I wrote it down. Being loved into being the love that we are.
Mm.
Being loved into the love that was it. Being loved into the love that we are. There we have it. That's what's going on. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is J.O. in Squim. I'm definitely feeling that.
You're being loved into the love that you are, and you're feeling it.
Yeah, it brings tears to the eyes, totally. Oh, my God.
It does.
Yeah.
Tears of joy. Yeah. Tears of joy and gratitude.
Tears of joy and gratitude, indeed. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yep. And I love this assignment in pointing to that. There's a line, it was, I don't know if it was last week where we had that, like, huh, was one of the things, and there was a line.
Yeah, after Wei Wu Wei, I think it was, yeah, huh?
this week, too, you know, always reading those kind of sages and, you know, and those that wisdom sometimes is that place. And there was one that I kept reading over and over, and I think it was kind of my place. But I think it was the one about, like, you know, we can discount being in the process of awakening as being, because we hear about the capital B being as this like blissful whatever, you know, so when you're in the process of being in the process of awakening, it can be discounted as like, well, that's not it, right? That's not the thing or something. And
mm-hmm.
it's just, you know, as I read that over and over, like, first of all, like, what is that saying? And it just landed for me so much. It just felt like, yeah, like, you know, it's always been so maddening when sometimes it'll be talked about, like, we're not going anywhere. We're not, you know, getting anywhere. We're not doing it. You know, we're not trying to achieve some, you know, that's so bumps up.
Well, I am.
Karmic,
well,
right?
I am.
Oh, no. That's right.
Because I don't want to be here.
Yeah. I am going to, you know, whatever. Exactly. And I just kind of felt that of like, right, that's what that is. Like, I'm being in the process of it all. And that is everything. That is what you started here, you know, this with that place of like, that's being in that process of being loved or however beautifully you said. And,
mm-hmm.
that, and that's so, so beautifully, perfectly enough and more than enough. And then the, you know, tickling in the kitchen thing, I just wanted to quickly say it was so funny. Or however that's, I love that, the poem, the love
yeah.
mischief and being together. It was just so funny because this morning I was really settling into that. I was listening to the assignment and the love, and I made this like beautiful smoothie, like followed this new recipe, and I was like so excited for it. Put all this stuff, you had to like cook something, you know, it's like so, this whole thing, put all the things in the blender, and the blender died, just won't work. But it was just so funny. I just started laughing though, because it was like the love was with me. It was like, okay, we'll figure out another breakfast after the call and attend to the blender. But oh my, it was just so. It was like,
and
yes,
chew
this,
my
this
smoothie.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'll chew the smoothie, right? But somehow it was like emblematic of the whole, like, yep, we're not going anywhere. It's just all the love, you know? And
Yes, exactly. And that's so perfect. That's so perfect, J.O., because that's what we're meant to do, right? Oh, well, I mean, come on. You know, I tried, and this is what it always comes to. But when we're there with the beloved, and this is, we're getting to see the place where we would have abandoned ourselves in the past and gotten talked into going down this negative road and realize, no, I want to be right here for this. And getting to see it in that way and to see the humor in it, the time, life's timing is just impeccable. And when we're here for it, to be able to enjoy it in that way, gorgeous.
It's so gorgeous. And it took me to the other one about the, you know, that the angels and the presence is always there, even in the times that we don't think that it is, or maybe especially in the times that we don't, you know. And that's so what this practice, like, this practice is those angels, you know, just all those moments that I can see, like, it's always there with me, even when I, you know, when there's someone here that can't, that doesn't feel it or whatever else. So I'm so grateful.
And
Thank you so much.
What I saw when you said that is, in those moments when we don't have the burst into laughter, because we can really see it. In those times when it feels like I'm actually here alone, and this is, so I know the angels are here. I know you're here. could I get a witness? You know, and to really stop and look and ask. I know you're here. I know I'm not seeing it. I'm missing this. Help me. You know, and we go back to our good friend Jesus. You know, ask and it'll be given to you. You know, we seek and we'll find it. All we have to do is be here and say, now please, and then wait patiently, and it'll be delivered for us. We know that because it happened over and over and over and over again.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's so beautiful and reassuring and loving. It's so loving. Oh my gosh.
Loving, yeah.
Oh, so good. Loving. Well, thank you so much, and I cannot wait to sign up for everything next year.
Yes, I was just talking with Ashwini about it, the whole getting very excited about the New Year's thing, and realizing that, wow, that's actually not that far in the future.
Pretty soon,
so.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, J.O.
Much.
Thank you.
Go happy.
Thanks to you.
Go happy.
You know, Sherry, that it's the subtlety of that movement that we are waking into the realization of, which is, if I pause and I ask for assistance, I'm in touch with the love. I don't see that because I'm so caught up in the identification or the content. But the very fact that I'm asking for assistance is implication that I'm in touch with that thing that I am seeking, right?
Yeah.
I just don't know it.
I know it's there.
And I'm doing it. I'm actually in touch with it if I am turning towards it.
Yeah. I'm already where I want to be. And I just have to recognize it.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Renee in Oregon.
Hey, Renee.
Hi. That was really helpful, that last conversation. All the conversations, but that one in particular sort of brought it all to what I wanted to say, which I wasn't clear about before. Mm-hmm. Just because I have been paying attention to, you know, ego tried to get me in a conversation about, are you centered, are you aware, those sorts of things. And and I've noticed it, and I'm like, you know, don't know the answer to that question really, but most of the time. But I was saying that it's kind of this process of learning not to abandon ourselves is what I'm realizing as I'm listening. I was saying it in a way that was more like making decisions based on what's in the moment, whether I'm identified or not, but I'm still not. But that kind of said, well, even if I make a decision from ego, I'm not abandoning myself in that decision, right? Or that I'm not abandoning the person. So really being aware, identified isn't really the question. I think it's more that, like, I'm here in love with the person regardless of
exactly
what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, or what they're
yes.
thinking or saying or decisions yeah. they're making. Yeah.
It's such a powerful insight. Because what I hear
yeah.
you saying is the question of a sincere practitioner is, is this ego or is this center? Which we don't realize is a subtle movement into conditioned mind because that's the only thing that would ask the question. But the insight around, doesn't matter where I'm making the decision from, as long as the person who is going through whatever they're going through is not abandoned. And so it's the not what, but how. The how is I'm doing it with the love mischief, right?
That's
the whole thing. And so as long as my attention is on the on that process of love, the decision will be the decision, the outcome will be the outcome, the situation will be the situation, and Scrutiny's question about is this or is this not centered becomes irrelevant, because the level at
right.
which you're operating is the how, not the what.
Right yes and I haven't been able to listen as much recently to the show or participate. I wanted to make sure I called in this week since it's the last week. And I have been, like, not feeling unhappy. I've been happy and aware, and even though I've been away from practice more than I normally am. And and I've noticed decisions, or not decisions, but a broader thinking happening. For instance, I could get, like, identified and angry or something, and then I'm like, well, is that best for everyone, or is that best for the earth or the future? Or and I've noticed giving up some personal, like, things I'd want to do or get or something have just kind of fallen away recently, and mm-hmm. and it's just, it feels like a peaceful place that I haven't really experienced before. You know, like, just mm-hmm. noticing I don't want to hurt anything, and I don't necessarily
yeah.
have to have enjoyment for myself constantly, you know, which is seems like what I was going for a lot.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
So two things that I heard you say. One is simply the Velveteen Rabbit process. When we are on the path of practice, we do, all those things fall away, right? All
mm-hmm.
those things fall away, and we are in, because we're so loved, we are loved. And then you notice that,
mm-hmm.
right, through the way in which you are with things, that you are the love, not the ego, we could
yeah.
say, that
yeah.
wants something for itself. And I also project, I mean, this is the sort of central aspect of practice, of one process does not need to lead to the other, which is simply that I am seeking things because there is a seeking. It's just that I'm mistaken around what I'm seeking, right? There's
mm-hmm.
a substitution for, that's going to give me the enjoyment that I want, and so I'm going for the substitute, not the real thing. And when things fall away,
yeah.
you realize,
yeah.
oh, wait, I just want to be here. I'm
mm-hmm.
not interested in that thing anymore, because I know
yeah.
it doesn't give me what I'm seeking. It's a substitution for the real thing. I think Maharaj says, seek the
yeah.
the bigger happiness for the lesser, and eschew the lesser one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and when you're talking, I'm having this big insight of, there is nothing wrong has a totally different meaning.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, say more.
Well, there is nothing wrong from ego's perspective is, you know, I didn't make a mistake. I didn't get identified. I didn't,
mm-hmm.
I'd called in and said the right thing. But when
mm-hmm.
it's there is nothing wrong in life,
mm-hmm.
there is nothing wrong with whatever happens.
Anything.
Right. Because you're with yourself and you're in love and I don't know how to explain it, but
yes, there's no judgment in love because it's just a total experience. It's not in the same level of the ego.
Right, right. And you're not judging. Yeah, I came to that mm-hmm. same thing you just said. Yeah, mm-hmm. in my own process. Yeah. You're not judging what's happening, you know, with you mainly. I mean, with yourself mainly, right? Like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. which is tends to be what we tend to do most of the time. So,
Yeah. It's a, you can't talk about it because it's, because language does not do it justice, and it's a being, not a, it's a perception. It's a, such an internal place of knowing that is far beyond what the mind can articulate.
Yes. Well, thank you both so much for this year. I appreciate it. Thank you, and everyone in Sangha. Thank you.
Thanks, Renee. And we have time for one more caller, Sherry. So, next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Sean from Saskatchewan.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, a little snow here, a little weather update, below freezing, a little snow.
Oh, good, good, good. I always wonder how you folks are doing there. Good, good, got some snow. Thank God we haven't yet, so
yes,
I'm happy for you.
I was enjoying the pictures from the farm. Thank you. Little content. I have a surgery for my back, for my disc, booked on the 17th of December, which is absolutely amazing and shocking in a great way. And
Sean, you will definitely let us know how it goes. Yes?
I will.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
So I wanted to phone in and say that I have not been able to participate in the live calls, been listening to things with, like, my hair's on fire. And it's been very helpful. So the year has been great. The content I got last night, I was talking to somebody who had the surgery, and they're like, oh, it's going to be months and probably 2 years before you feel like yourself again. I'm like, whoa, what? Like, holy crackers. So just when we were talking about, or somebody was talking about, you know, life gives you what you can take, this is clearly where my practice needs to go in terms of, I don't know. It just seems like this is something important related to my practice. I don't know how, but like part of me is like, oh, so mad and scared.
Yeah.
And part of me is like, this is a gift. And I don't know, maybe if I could, to paraphrase what you were talking about, if I could get a hell yeah, I guess I'm asking for help. So
Sean, I got to tell you, I'm so grateful that person said that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you kind of? Because, because when we go into something, that, you know, the simplest thing, oh, God, this is going to be great. Oh, my, this is it. You know, I've arrived. And then it doesn't go quite like that. We're devastated, and ego just has such an opportunity to get its nasty little imaginary claws into us. So if you go into it, it's going to be what it is. We have no idea what that is, but it will be what it is, and I'm going to be here for it, and I'm going to be with, in your case, I'm going to be with this guy. Whatever happens, I'm going to be with him every inch of the way. There.
Yep.
We're ready.
Yep.
As ready as we can be.
As ready as we can be. Yes, we're ready. Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because that's all that matters in life, right? That this human being is going to have every bit of attention, loving kindness, support, caring, compassion, support, everything that he needs every step of the way. That's it. That's the best we can offer.
Yes, yes. And feeling that from the whole Sangha, feeling that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the transformation. Right? That's the real deal. I'm going to go from somebody who loves conditionally based on circumstances and essentially getting what I want to someone who is going to be here unconditionally loving regardless of circumstances. That's the transformation we're going for.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Good.
Oh, thank you for... I will keep you posted.
Good.
Thank you for taking my call today, and
always
go happy. And I can't wait until we can talk again soon. Yes. Very excited about the calendar. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Signing up for
thank
everything.
Thank you, Sean.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go happy.
Good. Good. Go happy.
Thanks, Sean. And Terry, that brings us to the end of this show. And what a show.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And yes, and we don't look forward unless we're looking forward in the moment. So I'm going to say in this moment, I'm looking forward to more calls tomorrow.
Me too. All right. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thanks, Ashwini.
Take care.
Thanks, everybody. Go happy.